Our first guest of the night is Ole Dalgaard. Ole is a conspiracy researcher, among many, many other things. He's an artist, a journalist, a reporter. He is in somewhere in Spain, I'm not sure of the town, but Chuck spoke with him, I believe it was earlier today, and Chuck will get that interview online right now.
Well, it's the beginning of another month, and we welcome once again our columnist, Ole Dalgaard. Welcome to the show, Ole.
Thank you, Chuck. It's a pleasure. At the moment, I'm in Sweden. I'm here to meet some very interesting people, and a professor, and some people that have been way up in the investigation of the Palme assassination, and some key people who have seen how corrupt the whole case is and what's been going on behind the scenes. And I hope by meeting them that hopefully I'll be able to move this even a step further. But while being here in Sweden, I haven't been home here for about almost 8 years. And I must say, I am shocked about what's going on here, because Sweden is a very, it's a country afraid of conflict. So it's a perfect test run for the elite to try out new methods, in my opinion. And one of the things that they do here is they try out a cashless society. This is one of the aims of the New World Order, is to get that the whole world will use current digital currency only, because the thing is that once the normal money is gone, whoever controls your credit card or chip or whatever, where you access your money, whoever controls that computer is the one that can control your life. So this is one thing that I feel very, very scary if the money goes away. So when I came here to Sweden, it was it's like unreal. You go in, you try to pay with cash. They say, no, I'm sorry. If you don't have the exact amount, we can't give you back because haven't got any change. There are many of the banks that shut down totally when it comes to normal cash money. They don't deal with cash money. And I was at a gas station, and they were sort of almost begging for change, you know, because they couldn't get change from the bank. And they said it's the same with the restaurants. They don't. Everything is digital now, and we don't know how to. When people come in with cash, we can't serve them. And it's gone so fast. So fast, so I think scary, and something to be very aware of. This is not, it's very handy with a credit card, but I tell you, it's very dangerous once the normal cash goes away. But another issue I would like to approach is this whole Ebola thing, because I can only say, out of my experience from 30 years of looking into these false flag operations and so on, this is a big scam, once again, just like the swine flu, but it's made almost like a false flag operation now, where the whole idea is to scare the population, create the problem, to get the reaction from the population so that they can come forward with the solution, problem, reaction, solution. The same old tactic they're using on all these false flag operations. So now they're trying to scare and freak out the population by saying, oh, we got a massive problem. So the population would go, oh my God, we need protection. What can we do? And their solution, if I'm correct, will be to say the only way we can save you is we will set up the vaccination camps in the FEMA camps. You know, we will set up vaccination stations, free vaccines to everyone in the FEMA camps. I tell you, I cannot emphasize this enough. Stay away from these awful places. These are modern-day concentration camps, built to get you in there and then close the door. Yeah. It's a one-way door. If I'm correct, it's a one-way door. So I can just say, please stay away from these awful, awful vaccines that are also made. Because the whole thing is with this Ebola thing, it's a created threat, created by them, the New World Order, the people behind the New World Order. It is a very easy, treatable virus. You can just use colloidal silver. It will take it away, boom, like that. So there's no need for these vaccines. And many of these vaccines, in the patent applications, Some of them are even labeled weapons of mass destruction. I mean, just listen to it. It's unreal. So the people who are behind these scares do not want the best for you. They want the contrary. So I can just say, please educate yourself. Don't listen to what I'm saying, but keep your eyes and ears open. Surf around, get the information needed, and then make your own decision. But whatever you do, stay away from this solution. It is a very scary road they're opening up now. So that is what I would like to say.
Well, that's an interesting take on two or three different current events. Let's kind of go one at a time. Let me go back to the cash currency situation. Now, it's very interesting to hear you say that the digital currency is such a threat. I personally use quite a lot of digital currency, not credit cards, but debit cards. And other than that, I use cash. I'm surprised to hear it's gone quite so far in Sweden.
Well, so am I. So am I, because it's gone very, very fast. But this is one thing that when you looked into the New World Order, I mean, it was very clear early on in the 80s and 90s that this was one of the goals for them, to create a one-world fascist state with a one-world army created by the NATO troops and the UN troops joined, but not to protect us, but to control us, a one-world chipped population, microchipped so that they can control everything, and a one-world digital currency. This is one of the major ones they've been trying to push forward, and that is to get absolute total control over you and your life. And here in Sweden, for instance, it's not possible for normal people soon, it won't be in the very near future, for normal people to sort of like, well, if I dig your garden, I'll give you 10, if you fix my garden, I'll give you $20. You won't be able to do things like that anymore. And now it's down to every, people selling things in the street, they are closing them down. People playing in the streets, the musicians have been shut down. You need special permits for that, and control. And then also these things with the shops and the gas stations, the restaurants, the cash is gone. It's on its way very, very fast. And when you give cash to, they look really troubled. And so, have you got the exact change, to get on a bus? No way that you can pay if you haven't got the exact amount, because they can't give you any change back. And like this man at the gas station, he said that we don't know what to do, because the banks have just shut it down. Cash money is out. So we have to find a way around it and make everything, and deal with the whole situation that this is digital from now on. And not good news in my world.
So you're saying it's actually shutting down barter as well as cash?
Could you say that again, please?
Is it actually shutting down barter as well as cash?
I don't know what barter. I'm sorry, I don't know the word barter. What does that mean?
You talk about, you say to your neighbor, okay, I'll cut your lawn for $10. What about, I'll cut your lawn and you fix my computer?
These type of things is possible, yeah. Thank God for that. But it's getting out, there's the control is on an incredible level. It's just getting more and more and more and more, shutting people into a corner. And I tell you, once it's digital, the one controlling your chip or your credit card or whatever it is where you got your money, your digital money, they are in total control of you. So And this is why they tested in a very peaceful country like Sweden, where people will not riot, they will not protest, and they would even let themselves, you know, microchip, because as a VIP member in a club, you know, it's so handy, you just go cheek cheek and you get in. And so they get the population into that as well. So, you know, I would very much advise people to become aware of that, because this is a major threat. And at the moment, there's this, many people don't understand that there's a war going on on so many different levels against normal people, you know, through food, through water, through the air, through digital, through these calls to false flag operations. They're just hitting us from all sides. And at the same time, I am super optimistic about the future, because I see this as the last desperate attempt from the dragon, sort of the tail is going all over the place, getting very, very sloppy with many of these false flag operations. Incredibly bad carried out, low budget, and, you know, amateur people involved. In the old days, they used to do it really well, but now, well, it's just really badly done. And I think that is due to the desperation, because so many people are waking up to the fact of what is going on. So that is why they try to speed it up and push us in. The sooner they can push us into these, like FEMA camps and other places where they can control us. Because that is, people who deny about this, these FEMA camps, please educate yourself again. There's about 800 active camps in the States, fully staffed, on standby. On standby for what? Why are they fully staffed? What are they built for? Go check them out. Look at what they are. I tell you, scary, scary experience. And if you study world history, you will see that the agenda that has been carried out after 9/11 follows the exact same agenda that Hitler was using, the same template of the same build-up of the different organizations, the different ways of structuring armies, the different ways of building up concentration camps, how to control a population, how to prepare for mass riots, for uprisings, these things. The whole thing is in play. So it's time to wake up, and by waking up, see what's going on, and just buy information, spreading information, and just stop buying into these false flag operations. Just make it stop, not in a violent way. I really, really don't want to promote violence in any way, but by stop being part of it and trying also to wake up the people working in the FEMA camps or doing the electric installations or cameras or whatever. These people, you who are doing this, you who are working in these places, you really have to wake up, because you have to understand what it is you're doing to the rest of us, you know. Because the people employing you do not give not a nice word, they don't give a shit about you at all. Then they don't need you anymore. You're out, or more or less, more to, you're in these camps as well. Just check out, study history, see how these things are carried out, and inform yourself.
Well, this has been a fascinating and scary discussion, and I think we've used up our time. But
I'm not here to spread fear. I'm sorry for that, but it's coming to an emergency point, I think, now, because they're really trying to go for it, as far as I can see from here. So please do not cooperate.
Well, I will definitely remember that, and I hope our listeners will too. Thank you once again for joining us, and remind our listeners where they can find you online.
My website is at lightonconspiracies.com, lightonconspiracies.com. I've done about 30 years of research into major assassinations and false flag operations, and I've got one book called Coup d'etat in slow motion about the Swedish assassination of the Swedish Prime Minister, but with all the connections all the way back to the JFK and so on. And please, if you would like to support me sign up for my newsletter, become a member, or buy my book or something. It's extremely appreciated.
All right. Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to you next month.
Sounds great.